Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Friday, guys. 507 DGS. We have a rewind coming up for you in about 40 minutes. Right now we're going to do report card. It's the report card of Simpsons characters. We have A plus A, B, C, D, and F up on the board. And then we all have to negotiate and come up with an agreed upon report card of Simpsons characters.
Mm-hmm.
Take it away, Rachel.
Mm-hmm. All right. Number one, let's just get it over with. Homer Simpson. I mean, he's got to be an A+, right?
Got to be.
The whole reason you watch the show.
Yep.
Sue, do you watch The Simpsons?
I am old school Simpsons, so I'm like, I love Troy McClure in the old days, but...
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not modern Simpsons.
No, nobody here watches modern Simpsons.
Okay. Anybody have an objection to Homer being an A+?
No.
No.
Nope.
Okay. Now, Troy McClure is not on the list. We do have a list of honorable mentions that must be listed at the end of the report card, just so that we're not... hurting any feelings.
Fair
There's
enough.
So many great characters.
Lead paint. Delicious but deadly.
Number two, we have Marge Simpson, his wife, for those who are not familiar with the program.
D.
Yeah, I'm watching a lot of Simpsons right now, and Marge, I hate to see her let herself be treated like this by her husband.
She bugs.
She's a foil, though. Like she's.
Oh, I'm familiar.
Yes.
Yeah. She's the straight man to Homer's.
I get
nonsense.
It. Just don't like her.
Yeah. I'm a C.
Yeah, C is good.
Yeah, a lot
I
of it can't. A lot of the stuff can't be set up without her.
Right.
Yeah.
Deal.
That's why I don't believe she should be in D or F. But
okay.
She's not an A+.
Okay.
No, I would have put her at B, but it sounds like C is where she's going.
C for Marge. She can always move up.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, we have Bart. Don't have a cow, man.
C.
Yeah, I'm B for Bart. I'm not an A+. Not
Bart,
an A.
Bart got played out pretty fast, and it was, he was America's radical bad boy, and then he never really even lived
when
up
I was a kid, it is when The Simpsons, like, really took off. And it was Bart's show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Homer was a side
mm-hmm.
character.
Mm-hmm.
It was everything was about Bart. And he would have been a slam dunk A+ for those first several
what
years.
What I always say, the longer and the more you get to know someone, the less you like them.
Especially Bart. He and says it, that all the time.
And it took a long time, but after, what is it?
30
years?
Yeah.
About 30 years.
Yeah.
31.
B or A?
I'm a B for
I'm
B.
I'm a B.
B.
Man, okay, all right.
Sorry. Next up, we got Lisa. I'm also a B for Lisa.
Yeah, I'm a solid B mm-hmm. for Lisa. I like Lisa.
I can't stand Lisa.
She's fun. Because you haven't seen the good Lisa episodes.
I've seen all the episodes.
There's plenty of good
You're
Lisa
going to tell
episodes.
Me about The
oh,
Simpsons.
Yeah, did you see the one where Lisa listened to the Dave Glover show?
Uh-huh.
Probably not.
See the one where she was wearing a 4K t-shirt, DGS 4K?
See the one where she was... riding a Triumph.
Lisa is literally my least favorite character.
Wow.
Oh.
That's got to mean something. So,
Lista.
Where did you guys
So you
have
put her below Marge?
Yep.
Andrew okay. and I had her at B.
Yeah, I would have probably put her at B also. Where would you put her, Sue?
I would have put her at B.
So she's at least a C. How far does Dave's F carry it down? To a C or a D?
Oh, just the C.
None of
oh,
us...
really? That's nice to
You've
know.
You've got three B's.
None of us know how to do math, so
You've
we
got
can't
four
do
four B's.
We can't do the grade averages. We're like, how far does that track the curve down? We're like, oh.
Maybe this little baby will fare better than the other women on the list so far. Maggie Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like an A on Maggie. I like Maggie a lot.
She's an A or a B.
She's
like
very
Mags.
Cute.
She's
very
like,
sweet.
I like the whole She's thing a for a while, but knowing that like it's always like if it's a twist,
it's Maggie.
It's always Maggie.
Right.
No, just that one time. Mm. Two times. Mm. The Sopranos episode and then
she doesn't. Mm.
Who shot Mr. Burns? Spoiler alert.
I don't
she shot Mr. Burns. That's
right?
That's a B.
Mm.
At least.
Where do you got Maggie, Dave?
I mean, she's one trick pony. Right. I don't.
Yeah. She's a baby.
She's
a 30-year baby.
What's Maggie Simpson done for me lately?
No, that doesn't mean you still have to rate the character.
Am I the only one that realizes we're playing a game here?
Yes.
Right.
Fully.
No, Maggie is real. Maggie is
fine,
a real
put
baby.
Her at C. Put
Marg, the all the
I don't
girls
think she...
are at, in C.
Four
Marg,
days.
That's why I'm like, Maggie.
4 days after her big movie comes out, and you're going to put her
I mean, don't put her at C for me.
Put
I
her
like her
B.
better than Marge and Lisa.
You want to put her at B?
Put her at B with Bart,
okay.
With the other child.
Sounds good. B
with,
for baby.
With the eldest.
B for baby, yeah.
Next up, Flanders.
Oh, I love Flanders. Skittily-doo. He's an A for me. Possibly an A+. He just amuses me.
Yeah, I can get down with that. I like Flanders a lot.
Me too.
I like his catchphrase, skiddly-doo.
Well, if he didn't say it, he should have.
So where's he going?
I like his catchphrase, yee-haw.
I like
A or
A+. A for Flanders.
Yeah, let's put him at A.
Okay. Andrew's not feeling it.
Well,
no, I'm not either.
I just know we have a lot coming up.
Yeah,
so.
I'm not a huge Flanders guy either.
I could go A for Flanders. I do like Flanders.
All right,
I do like the Flanders.
Put him at A for now.
I do like zombie Flanders.
Next up, one of Dave's best impressions, Mr. Burns.
Oh. Come on, Dave.
Nope.
Gotta be A or A+.
Agreed.
Right?
Oh, no. F.
I never got tired of him. I always, you know.
You
like,
say F?
I say not an A or A+. I say like a C.
What? I say an A or A+. What, why not, Andrew?
Because he's
mean.
Talk about your one-trick pony. Oh, he's mean. He's greedy. Excellent.
He's the villain.
Yes.
He's the villain.
Yes.
He is funny.
Darth Vader was an A+. He's the villain.
That's a little different than a baby falling down.
He has a small handful of good episodes.
He's entertainingly evil.
Particularly the
ancient.
One where Homer is his assistant. That's a
Andrew's just flexing on his Simpsons
I'm flexing.
Knowledge.
Okay.
I'm fine with an A for Mr. Burns because he is very funny. He is mean, but Dave feels strongly. Tony and Sue feel strongly.
Yeah. I put him at A+.
Put him at A.
Sure.
This is
going to
be a
They just negotiated up to A+. Oh, he's at A. He's at A.
He is not.
Next up,
A+.
We have Mr. Abraham Simpson, a.k.a. Grandpa. He's an A+.
A+, yeah.
Totally.
I have a three A+. Yeah, I have a 3 A+ in mind. And
put him with his son, Homer J. Next up, Krusty the Clown.
See?
I'm fine with doing D for Krusty.
I was just going to say, I could even do D.
He's iconic, but he doesn't really make me laugh. He actually makes me pretty depressed. And he's cruel at times.
He is sometimes cruel.
I'm fine with C or D.
That's fine.
What do you think, Tone's D?
Yeah, let's go D.
Okay, D for Krusty.
Krusty the Clown.
Nelson. I'm a B or an A. Love Nelson.
I'll do B for Nelson.
I don't know.
I don't like him.
But Nelson.
For a bit player, I love him, but for a bit player, I'm probably C the highest.
He has such a tragic backstory.
I'm C or D on him.
Wow, the room is split.
I know, right?
I could go to C.
Okay, fine. Put Nelson at C.
But there is that one line where Lisa's like, "Nuke the whales? Do you really believe that?" And
he says,
"I got to nuke something."
I would put him
you?
At A or B. I love
really?
Nelson. Yes, but that's fine. Put him at C. Next up, we have Barney.
D.
I'm a D. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How about an F?
Yeah,
that's
wow.
fine.
F.
That's fine.
We don't have one yet.
Right?
Yeah,
we gotta start spreading it out a little bit.
I'm fine with that.
I don't know. He's kind of funny, but
he's just a sad alcoholic.
What do you? Yeah. Where do you come down on Barney?
No. Yeah, I'm not gonna fight for him.
Yeah, right.
We're gonna go through all the bar guys right now. Mo.
I don't know who's coming up. He's one of my favorite bit players.
How about B for Mo?
I would go with B.
Well, who else do we have in the main cast that we haven't hit? I mean, we have the entire Simpsons family up there. They are in the honorable mentions. Oh. The young man suggested that they go to the honorable mentions.
Oh, that's unfortunate. I love them.
And they're like not in the show.
Not.
I wouldn't consider.
They're pretty bit characters. I think.
Who was it? That's not.
Sisters. The sisters.
Patty and Selma.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I like Bouvier.
Are we putting Mo and B? Is that what we decided?
Sure.
Sure. I'm happy with it. Next up, this is a package deal. Lenny and Carl.
That's an A.
Often at the bar.
For me, it's an A or a B.
With the boys.
Lenny and Carl are awesome.
Yeah, I'm an A or a B for sure.
Well, B is full.
B is full.
I mean, we can't move.
Sue, Dave, any opinions on Lenny and Carl?
Are we moving through this really quick?
Well, no one's discussing.
we're reaching a lot of agreements.
I'm trying to figure out where to... I don't really care about Lenny and Carl.
They're
I'll
B
do
or
it.
C for me. Did they...
Mm-hmm.
I'm not as familiar with the newer, and by newer, I mean probably the last 10 years.
Right
they didn't
on.
Really have that big of a role.
Sure they did.
When
they
I was...
The time. They work with they, Homer. They go no, to
I know,
the
but they
They're
were...
Homer's pals.
I agree, but
Andrew's arguing
really...
this like we're talking about the protests.
Okay, can I?
That's
let me
what
just
we're supposed to do on report card.
Let me read the rest of the list, and then that'll give people an idea of where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
Because we only have like five left after this. So we have Lenny and Carl.
Two, three, four. Yeah.
We have Groundskeeper Willie, Sideshow Bob, Milhouse, Ralph, and Professor Frink. This is what Andrew and I decided on previously. Honorable mentions for the report card. These are characters that we love. But they didn't make the top 18. Patty and Selma, Principal Skinner, Disco Stew, Smithers, which I thought about combining with Mr. Burns, but
Smithers.
Chief Wiggum, Apu, Troy McClure, Dr. Hibbert, Kent Brockman, Duffman, Reverend Lovejoy, Mayor Quimby, Comic Book Guy, Mole Man, Milhouse, oh no, Milhouse is on there, Kirk Milhouse, excuse me, Itchy and Scratchy, Otto, Fat Tony, Snowball and Santa's Little Helper as a package, Dr. Nick, and Mrs. Krabappel. Rest in peace.
I do love the Krabappel. Okay. Who are we on now, Len?
This is the most tense report card we've ever done.
I would say.
I thought we were going to have fun.
It is fun, but you always got to debate.
Yeah, why are you so sensitive?
Chief Wiggum would have been...
on there for me.
Well, we had some discussions.
Yeah,
that
I get
maybe
it. There's a lot to choose from.
No, that's okay. Work with what we got.
And maybe now wasn't the best time for Chief.
To me, Lenny and Carl are made to be C. So you can move up Marge or Lisa if you want to. Move Nelson down.
I would move Marge down, personally.
To D?
Fine with me.
Yeah. Okay, and put Lenny and Carl in C?
Yeah.
Okay.
I could deal with that. What do you think, Rach?
I'm fine with that. All right, next up we have Groundskeeper Willie.
I like Groundskeeper Willie.
I kind of like that dude.
I do too.
Do we have anybody in A+? It's just Abe and
Homer
and
his dad.
Grandpa.
Okay.
Man, I feel like Maggie needs to move down.
I don't think there's any A+s coming, so we obviously need to move Mr. Burns or Flanders up.
There's an A+ coming.
Milhouse is my number one A+ favorite Simpsons character
really?
Ever.
Ditto.
Wow, I would not
I
put
like
him that high.
I don't really like Ditto. Milhouse.
Oh, Milhouse is it's a hard A+.
Yeah,
it's not really? Even like a. It's not even like a. Well, Milhouse could go. No, it's like a.
He's my favorite character.
With a bullet.
Really?
Puppy Goo Goo, fetch me a dream. Come on.
Everything's coming up,
okay,
Milhouse.
That's amazing.
You got the dud.
Yeah, I wouldn't put him in A+, but I am outvoted, and that's totally fine.
Why don't you move Mr. Burns up to A+ and Milhouse today? Since Sue and Tony are...
Okay.
Iffy.
Where are you at on Milhouse, Dave?
I like him.
Are you moving up to A+?
He's probably my
Mr.
favorite...
Burns.
Oh, how'd you manage that one?
Well, I think it's fair because they all love Mr. Burns. I'm like, I get Mr. Burns.
Yeah.
You don't
Where
like
would you
him.
Put Milhouse?
We're the
A
only
plus
two
or A?
Strong
Just you.
Milhouse.
A. You would put him in A?
Okay, I think A is fair then.
That's fair.
All right.
So let's do that.
Mr. Burns is going to A+.
Yeah.
Yes.
A+ for
so right now in A+, we have Homer, Grandpa, and Mr. Burns. That's solid. In A, we have Flanders and Milhouse. The neighbor and the best friend. It's working out.
And I was pretty sure, I will say, going into this, I was pretty sure with Dave in the room, Mr. Burns was going to end up in A+.
You had him in F?
I had him in C or D.
Oh, okay.
Oof.
I have the original list that I pumped out here that I won't get.
So who else is moving up to A?
Who else is there?
Well, let me just start by saying I think Maggie should move down. I'm the only one that really feels strongly about Maggie. And...
No, I like Maggie and B.
Okay.
Who are the other ones? Who's next?
Sideshow Bob. Yeah. We already put Milhouse on the list. Ralph, one of my... See, Sue's just laughing at the mention of his little name.
Sideshow Bob and Ralph can both be B's or A's for me.
Really?
Yeah, they're great. I mean, Sideshow Bob is the quintessential
guest
star. I have strong feelings for either one of them.
I'm an F. I hate the Sideshow Bob episodes, actually.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
I they stress me out. I'm not a big Kelsey Grammer fan. Sorry, everybody.
Even the one where Bart tricks him into singing the entire HMS Pinafore.
Andrew's like, how can I work in of every episode?
Dave, where are you at on Sideshow Bob?
I like him.
Yeah?
I like Bob.
How about D for Bob? Well, is that too low? What do we think?
I mean, for me, it's too low. But
I'm not lobbying for him to be an F. I'm just saying, personally,
I'm totally comfortable with him in D or F. But
yeah.
I don't,
same here.
Yeah.
Why don't we move down? I mean, Lenny and Carl.
We could put...
I'm hearing what you guys are saying, and while I love them and I love their little asides, there's not very many episodes driven by Lenny and Carl.
Yeah. And Sideshow Bob and C.
What do you think, Andrew?
Okay. I can do it.
Sure, you've personally injured me, but
I'll let go of Lenny and Carl.
We love them, but what's a great Lenny and Carl episode? You know
what
I mean?
The one where they go to Iceland to discover Carl's family and Sigur Rós did all the music for it. That one's pretty great.
Oh, boy. Like, you know what? He's not
like
bitter
Garfield
about it.
Part two.
Let's take a break. Let's reconsider our options. And when we come back, it's the report card of Simpsons characters.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Doing the report card of Simpsons characters, and we're going to do a rewind after this. What did we settle on for the rewind?
One of the Wiggins bits.
Oh.
The lentils. You know, when you ruin the whole thing with your...
Oh, yes. My terrible Liverpool accent.
Because the lawyer from South Roxana didn't do a satisfactory Liverpool accent.
I don't miss him at all. So far, we have in F, Barney. We have in D, Krusty the Clown, Marge, Lenny and Carl. In C, we have Sideshow Bob, Lisa and Nelson. In B, we have Bart, Maggie, and Mo. In A, we have Flanders and Milhouse. A+, we have Homer, Abe, and Mr. Burns. And we have like three or four left.
There's three left. And the interesting thing is there's one A and two Fs. Mm. So it's either... either it's got to be great or terrible, or we got to do some moving.
Yeah,
I personally think we wait. Sideshow Bob is up there. We're missing someone. Krusty, one, two, three.
Milhouse, is he up there?
He's an A.
Abe, Mr. Burns.
Well, all I have left are Ralph and Professor Frink.
No, you named. Hold on, you named another one.
Homer, Marge, Bart, Lisa, Maggie, Flanders, Mr. Burns, Grandpa Simpson, Krusty, Nelson, Barney. Is Barney up? Yes, he is. Mo, Lenny and Carl, Groundskeeper Willie.
We talked about him, but we didn't put him up there.
Okay.
We never voted on Willie.
I don't think Willie is an F.
I don't either.
I like Willie a lot.
What if we moved Krusty or Marge down to F and put Willie in D?
I'm fine with it.
You think he's a D?
I think he's a C. He could even be a B.
What if we put one of the B's into A?
I think Maggie is sticking out like a sore thumb.
What if we drop Maggie down to D, Krusty down to F, and put Willie in B?
Cool.
That's fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that, Rich?
So then we have B, Bart, Groundskeeper, Willie, and Mo. And then in D, we will have Krusty. Oh, excuse me. In D, we will have Maggie, Marge, and Lenny and Carl. F, we have Barney and Krusty.
Now, who's next?
Professor Frink, who is an F for me. I mean, he's cutesy and everything, but I don't care.
Now, this is one of your boys, right, Dave?
I mean, I love him, but he's on so infrequently, like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who was last?
Ralph, who is an A for me.
I like Ralph.
I mean, we got a spot in A.
We do have a spot in A. How curious.
Do you want to put Ralph?
And that would be quite a solid A. I mean, Flanders, Milhouse, and Ralph. Maybe the ultimate supporting character. Now, I know that Ralph doesn't get as much play, but he's so funny every time he's on, so.
I've never not liked Ralph.
Yeah, it's never like, oh boy, a Ralph episode. In fact, the episode where he and Bart become friends and have the key to the city and he sees the leprechaun, that's like one of my favorite episodes ever.
And they get into Chief Wiggum's closet and he says, "What is your fascination with my forbidden closet of mystery?"
Love Chief Wiggum too.
Yeah, to me it's kind of a combo there. So I would let him go ahead and be A.
What do you think, Dave?
So if you put Ralph in A, we're done.
I would put Bart in A and put Ralph in B. That's just me.
I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that, too.
That makes sense.
Yeah, we're all...
I like Ralph more, but we're all
Bart,
an icon.
Right? Yeah.
We're all kind of crusty, no pun about Bart, but out of respect to Simpsons fans out there, we should probably put him in B.
Yeah, and like we said, the first few seasons...
Yeah,
we don't
great.
Get to where we are without Bart carrying the load for those first few years.
Like the real people.
Bart, you deserve this, Bart. You're moving up to A, buddy.
Emotion.
Ralph is going to B.
This is for you, Bartman.
All right, so the final is in F, Barney, Professor Frink, Krusty the Clown. In D, Maggie, Marge, Lenny, and Carl. In C, Sideshow Bob, Lisa, and Nelson. In B, Ralph, Willie the Groundskeeper Willie, and Mo. In A, Flanders, Milhouse, and Bart. In A+, Homer, Abe, and Mr. Burns. Solid.
That's pretty good.
He's looking good.
Yeah.
Twitter's asking us where certain characters are, like Otto and Apu.
Just too many.
Honorable mention.
There's just too many.
Andrew had suggested putting Itchy and Scratchy on the list, which...
Ugh.
Oh, you don't like Itchy? You don't like watching the cat and the mouse...
I do not.
...horrifically murder
each
other?
No, I do not. I know that's a surprise.
Bart likes it. Lisa likes it.
So we have a few minutes left before the rewind, and I hate to bring up like a big serious topic, but I want to get your thoughts. The elderly guy that got shoved down, now they're saying they're having protests, you know, based on that. I've seen the video now. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts?
It's one of those super tough calls because a 75-year-old man got shoved over and hit his head and... that is a horrible thing to look at. The update on this story is that there was two police officers involved in the shoving of the guy, and they got suspended immediately. And since then, I think it's 43 or 47 other members of that team all resigned.
Wow.
In solidarity with that team.
Basically because the old guy walked up on the cop.
Yeah.
Touched him.
Touched the cop. The cop, ooh. Yeah, they walked
pushed
up,
him away. Yeah, he fell down.
Exactly. The line, the police officers were moving the line. They were all advancing one way. This elderly gentleman came walking the other way towards them, got into a little verbal confrontation, reached his hand out, touched the cop a couple times. The cop pushes his hand out, and if it would have been to me or you or, you know, we probably wouldn't have fallen over. But because he's 75 years old, he fell over. And it is horrible.
He did not put his hand out gently. He shoved that man. He grabbed that man and shoved him as hard as he could. I watched the video 14 times last night. It made me physically sick to watch.
I mean, it's a horrible...
Blood gushed out of the man's ear. He did not put his hand out. And, well, he's 75, so he blew like a little twig. He went
No,
flying.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that he
hasn't been this much passion
happened,
since Ralph
you're
Wiggum.
You're excusing what happened
horrible.
By saying he put his hand out and, well,
I'm
he
not
was 75.
Excusing
Maybe
anything.
One of us
I'm
wouldn't
not,
have fallen.
I'm not saying that pushing this man over is justified. I'm just trying to explain the story to listeners that maybe haven't seen it.
I think you're softening the cop's actions.
Oh, I didn't. That was not my intention. That was not my intention. The video is. I mean,
I'm trying to find
everybody
it's pretty plain.
Yeah, you can go find the video. It's very easy. It's I think I started by saying it's a horrible thing to watch this man fall on the ground and hit his head.
But then you said if it was one of us, maybe we wouldn't have fallen so hard, but he's an old man, so he fell.
I don't know, Andrew. I think I've seen videos where it seems like the shove is really hard. If you come watch this one. This looks a lot gentler than some of the ones that I've seen.
And it just...
It seems like it's hard because he falls and blood gushes out of his head, but watch this. Well,
I am watching. It seems like it's hard because the cop is moving with the shove. He's putting his weight into the shove as he throws the guy.
It is heartbreaking.
I might be
watch.
In the wrong on this.
Do we know
one?
Anything about the
I
guy?
Don't think anybody's in the wrong.
It's
I don't an, think
it's unable for me to watch that one.
I don't think there's anybody in the wrong.
I think it's perfectly natural to have a very emotional reaction when you see this.
When you see an old man get shoved,
stumble
absolutely.
And fall, it's horrible.
Absolutely, but again, I'm just trying to explain the story, paint the picture to the people that are listening.
Is the man okay?
He's in serious, I think, but stable condition in the hospital.
And what's the thing about him being an actor? Is that just Alex Jones kind of thing?
I think that's just a conspiracy.
People are like, oh, look at this. This is a blood packet on the back
like
of his head.
Yeah, like he's a plant. I don't believe that.
He tripped himself, blah, blah,
blah. I'm surprised
blah.
We haven't had more of that.
Oh, there's plenty of it.
Oh, is there?
Internet.
Okay.
Yeah, but you just...
I'm not hip to it.
Yeah, good for you. It's not pleasant to wade through that stuff.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey guys, it's time for the Friday Rewind, playing something from the past to celebrate 20 years of the Dave Glover Show. Congrats to Dave for being on 97.1 for 20 years in 2020. Very, very cool. Wanted to replay this segment that we did with Ryan Wiggins not too long ago, but it feels like an eternity ago, right before the COVID-19 pandemic shut everything down. Ryan did one of his little skits for us. This is The Lentils.
Welcome back, guys. DGH. DGH.
Sweet.
Dave Glover
Hell.
Who would it be
Welcome
here?
To DGH.
Dave Glover's hot.
DGH. Damn. Hello, Wiggins.
First time you ever said the name of the show?
Yeah, pretty much.
Man, I woke up so mad at you guys today. This is apropos of nothing, but I think I had a dream. Have you ever done this? Mm. Where you have a dream about somebody and you wake up and it's very real at that moment.
And you're mad at them.
And you know immediately when you wake up that it wasn't real, but it takes you about an hour to be like, oh, I forgive them. Nothing.
Yeah.
I think I was in some sort, it was a studio, but it wasn't like this studio. And I guess Sue wasn't here and you guys were like, the traffic bed had come on. You guys were like, Wiggins, what are you doing? And I'm like, I don't do traffic. You guys are like, well, you're doing it now. And I'm like, you guys are jerks. So I stepped up there and just started making up roads. And why would I do that?
So no difference.
Pretty much real life. Yeah.
I've had so many dreams like that. Studio stress, not fun. I have to compliment you, though, Ryan. Last night I was getting ready for bed thinking about what the next day was going to be, and I'm like, okay, it's Thursday, think tank day. We have an operations meeting in the morning. Oh, it's time for Wiggins World, and I got so excited. That, like, whatever the skit is going to be, I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah,
this is your big one, right? This is the one you've been thinking
well,
about.
Well, yeah, the problem with this one is that I wrote it before we were doing these, because I just write stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. And so I've been thinking, oh, this. I'm looking for ensemble ones where I can use more of your voices instead of just two people, and this was one of them. And so I kept thinking, oh, this would be a really good one. The problem is it's really performance-based. And so Andrew, I feel bad. Like, every week I would ask him, are you sure you can do a Liverpool accent? Mm-hmm. And he'd be like, stop asking me. I've told you 10 times.
No.
No.
I still can't.
So it's a weird play because it is very performance-based. And look, I'm not throwing anybody under the bus here.
Oh, here you
go. But Tony did bad.
But
all of you stink.
But there is one person in this room that I asked, can you do a Liverpool accent? And upon getting his materials back,
it's only me or you, Dave.
I realized that I'm not sure that that was a Liverpool accent. It might have been a British accent maybe in this person's head, but really a Beetle.
Well, who is it? Is it
it's
me?
You. It's you.
It's you. Because I wasn't asked to do a Liverpool accent, so it had to be you.
So I instead of...
Show us a Liverpool accent.
Let's hear him.
Okay, well, for instance, in the play that we're about to hear, there's a line that you were supposed to do that was... The word was a-doobity-doo.
Yeah.
And you said...
I don't know.
You said something like, a-doobity-doo. And I was supposed to read, a-doobity-doo. And really go into it.
Hello.
God damn it. Liverpool accent is terrible.
How did you not know to do that with zero direction whatsoever?
Especially when the word is so clear.
I don't even want to hear this anymore. I don't even want to hear this. I know it's going to suck. I don't want to hear
this. I'm not going to be able to be in the moment. You know? You're asking too much of the listener.
I like that he said.
One of you.
Now, you may sound like a Beatle, but you don't sound like you're from Liverpool. It's like, well,
no. I said maybe you sound British.
Not like a Beatle.
But more like Henry Kissinger, not John Lennon.
This really is DGH.
No one's going to be able to enjoy it now.
I know I'm not.
Here's the thing, Ryan.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to go a Dave like that, that's okay. But maybe have a better example. Like, don't use a doobity doo as your proof.
Wait till you hear it, because that line is
in
there.
Well, I'm going to listen to the other words, because that will give me a much better example.
You could have taken 10 seconds and just given me that example.
Right!
Yeah. Well, I did say, do a Dana Carvey Beetle.
Yeah.
And so I thought you'd go
then
with
you're
that.
Supposed to know what that means.
That means a doobity-doo.
That means a British a doobity-doo?
Instead of just saying it like he just did.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, let's let her rip.
Thanks for taking our time, Mr. and Mrs. Record Producer.
Absolutely,
that's perfect,
guys.
That's great.
Yeah, tell us about your band.
Well, I'm John.
And I'm Paul. I say hello.
And I'm George.
And I'm Stinky. And we're the Littles.
Cool. Love the name, guys.
Yeah, plus I'm feeling like I'm already familiar with you somehow, or at least to certain parts of you.
We seem to get that fairly often.
Doobity-doobity.
I don't get that as much.
So here's the deal. We think there is an aspect of the Lintels that could sell really well.
But it will require some small changes.
Uplinkity-ploo.
What kind of changes?
Well, we sort of refocus the band around the more commercially viable parts.
Yes, which means we center the entire band around Stinky.
These people really know their stuff!
Stinky is where it's at right now.
Yeah, I hear a real Maroon 5. I mean, I could see packaging him as Rihanna. I could.
Sort of a Post Malone style, Stinky and the Lentils.
We don't like those people.
Yeah, we're the bloody lentils.
We only let Stinky join because he has a soundproof garage.
He only plays the tambourine.
Look, we know what we're talking about, okay? We're responsible for some of the biggest names in the world. Isn't that right, Joan?
Ever hear of the Duty Cluds or the Dunkies or the Pootie Bombs?
No.
No. Nobody has.
Well, what about Sam Smith? We signed his cousin, Glenn.
And in light of those huge names, we know one thing for sure, John, Paul, and George. Your music could never sell in any era without Stinky.
But he's such a siding booger.
He wears a propeller beanie and makes toot noises.
Exactly like Maroon 5.
Forget it, Celeste. They aren't willing to do what it takes.
Wait, wait.
Do we think that money was heaven sent?
What do you think, Stink?
I say, let's do it! 1, 2, 3! Lucy in the sky, oh, Lucy in the sky, oh, Lucy in the octopus's garden.
What do you think?
Well, you know what they say, record labels know best.
Yes, they do.
Can I take you out to the pictures, Joe? Oh, oh, oh.
No.
I thought I was fine. I thought you were.
That was my favorite one so far.
You did. You literally sounded exactly like everybody else.
I can't believe you crapped on me before anyone even
just
heard it.
Just because of a doobity doo. Just because. That was the only line that you didn't do the a doobity doo. It was the only line you didn't do it.
There was nothing in that line.
Just that one line.
One line. And it was a doobity. You could have called him in and said, hey, Dave, will you re-record this?
He did it three times.
Once again, Andrew was the best. He was great.
Yeah, he was great.
A doobity
doo. Joe.
That would have been really funny if Dave wouldn't have mailed in that one line.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.